Matt Greenwood with you in the KJF studio, beginning KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. As we kickstart the Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series, where we talk to all athletic directors within Jefferson County about the fall season, winter, and spring seasons coming up for 2019 and 2020. And we got Hillsborough Athletic Director Eddie Marino in studio with us. Very gracious to him for coming up to the top of the hill here on Scenic Drive in Festus to have a chat with us in person. And Eddie, how are things going with you, man?
Things are going real well, man. I appreciate you having me today and look forward to this. Getting ready to kickstart the 19-20 school year for sure.
I know we're in mid-July and I'm super pumped and, you know, broadcasting games and going out to all these big-time activities. Of course, football games are a lot of fun to be at. And I like to start there just because there's a lot that comes with football. You know, you've got your homecoming stuff and then, of course, you have just the Friday night atmosphere. So for football, I assume Coach Freeman is still with you guys and kind of talk about the conversations you've had with him about this team coming in.
Yeah, Coach Freeman's still our head coach. Moving into this year, he has high expectations. You know, last year we had a little bit of a down year coming off of pretty successful seasons back to back to back. He's hoping to get it turned around. I see the kids every morning. They're in there working hard, lifting weights, getting everything done. He's excited about it. I'm pretty excited about it. Everybody enjoys starting school and getting everything going. And I believe we jamboree on the 23rd at our place. We'll have a double jamboree like we have in the past. And then homecoming will be October 11th, which will be here before I know it. And we'll be rocking and rolling on Friday nights.
Thing about homecoming is, well, pretty much it's an entire week of students just getting into it. And I'm sure you probably have a homecoming parade lined up and that sort of thing. Do you have any details on that at this point?
Yeah, the details are it's pretty much just controlled chaos and herding cats for a week. The parade will be on that Friday. It'll probably start around 1:30, I think, is what we usually do, 1:30, 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. As we start getting closer, our student council sponsor, our student council sponsors who run all that will be in charge of getting all that set up and put together, and we'll have the assembly and, you know, away we'll go. It'll be a good time. And of course, I think our opponent this year will be very interesting based on last year, and mm-hmm. Our homecoming opponent this year will be one of our biggest rivals, the DeSoto Dragons.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure a bitter taste in your mouth from last year's drought that DeSoto had against you guys, able to end that. And then, well, I guess you got a feeling for what it's like to have a, you know, a 10-plus game winning streak against you.
Well,
or losing streak against you, I guess.
Yeah, and it happens. You know, high school sports are cyclical. They have their ups and downs, and DeSoto beat us last year. They played well at their place, and you tip your hat to them, and just don't forget.
Cyclical. That's the word, huh?
Cyclical, yes. They have their ups and downs, trust me. And I think that all athletic directors would agree with that. It doesn't matter what high school you're at. They all run different ways.
All right, well, very good. Well, we're certainly excited about that. In terms of, and I know we'll with our training camp reports, we'll have more details on the Hillsborough outlook on the football team. But as far as conversations that you and Coach Freeman have had about some of the players, some of the student athletes you expect to kind of, you know, have a big year this year, do you have any of that for us?
You know, I think he looks forward to seeing what the year will bring. We had a lot of young kids last year. One in particular that stands out to me is Dylan Dace, who will be a running back, and I think that he has the potential to have a very good year. The McNeese kid, I think, is poised to have a very good year. And then I know it's a position that isn't a glorified position, but Mark Moore, who is a four-sport athlete for us as the kicker, I think he could make a difference in some football games as far as his leg's concerned.
Okay, very well. And he's a soccer guy, and that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He and I tell you what, I've seen him all summer again in the weight room with those football guys. And Mark is he's a special kid that he is there with football, and then he'll go to soccer, and then he might come back for basketball that night. And I mean, he's constantly up there at school. It gives him something to do, and he's always around.
I guess maybe might as well just transition into boys soccer since we're talking about a soccer guy. A couple of guys that signed with colleges, not necessarily specifically for soccer. I know Isaac Riedenauer is doing track and field at Maryville, but Seth Oshie, the goalkeeper, Going to CMU, Central Missouri, to try to play there. And so those are just a couple of guys that I can think of off the top of my head as guys that won't be a part of the boys soccer team this upcoming fall. But talk about the soccer team going into this year.
You know, Coach Schott, he's been around for a long time. He's one of our mainstays as a head coach, and you know, he leads our boys and our girls teams. His daughter just graduated this year, and we look forward to seeing what she does at McKendree. But boys soccer, he's excited about it. They've had some friendlies this summer. They've looked good. We have some incoming freshmen that look to be able to contribute. And then, of course, we have our seniors and those kids that are coming back. And like we talked about, Mark Moore, I think Mark has a chance to have a very, very good year in soccer.
All right, good deal. In terms of coaching changes, maybe I should have started off with that.
Sure.
But, you know, sometimes guys go on to other things. And for Hillsboro, what are some of the changes for the fall season specifically, if any?
The only coaching change that we have so far this year at the head coaching position will be girls basketball. Andrew Hubbard will now guide our girls basketball team. And that's the big main head coaching change that we've had.
Okay, so that's the winner. So Joe Felker stepping down, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tell us about the new coach and why Hubbard is a good choice for you guys.
You know, I think Andrew will build a good rapport with the kids. I think that he'll come in. He'll have some new ideas, some new perspectives on things. I think that the girls will be excited to work for him and get going and see what we can do with that program. You know, all the programs, it's exciting when they get started and fresh ideas and fresh eyes. And so I'm excited for Andrew, and I hope that he does. He's ready, and I look forward to working with him and seeing what he has to bring to the table.
You guys, just like Festus, just like Herculaneum, just to name a few, are teams that are programs that tend to be pretty good when it comes to cross country and track and field. And obviously cross country is fall and track and field is spring. But as far as the cross country scene goes at Hillsboro, got any thoughts on that?
I do. The girls will be improved. Again, you have the Wright girl coming back who had a great year last year. You have on the boys' side, we have some young men coming back, but we also have some, again, this freshman class that's coming up is pretty talented athletically. I don't know that next year on the boys' side of cross country we'll compete like we will in the years to come. You know, cross country, that's a hard sell for some kids to get them out to run 3-5 miles every day.
Right.
I mean,
and you do have to run every day if you're going to be good at it.
Every day. And I've seen them at their camp and I've seen them at their workouts and they've had a pretty good turnout. You know, Michael Wright will be a kid that'll be back on the cross country side and just looking forward to watching them compete and get out there, and they'll get started here real soon too.
And as for the coaches for both those programs?
Coach Gordon and Coach Woodside. Coach Gordon is the boys' coach, and then Coach Woodside is the girls' coach. You know, we'll be able to host host a meet in September this year that we'll be able to host. We weren't last year because of some construction, and it should be a good time. You know, all the sports are so different in what you cover or what you do or what they need, and that one is actually I enjoy seeing cross country and those kids run, and it doesn't matter where they're at, the work they put in and the determination that takes is impressive.
We're moving pretty quick here, Eddie.
You move as fast as you want, man.
No, this is good. Let's move on to volleyball. Give us your thoughts on the 2019, I guess it doesn't extend into 2020, but the 2019 fall season for volleyball.
Coach Boss is back with volleyball. We have some returning players. The Ringling girl, the Baker girl, Sophia Marchetti, Evie Rowland, just to name a few. We're going to be competitive. We look forward to having a good year and playing our schedule and seeing what happens. You know, volleyball is a weird one for us and trying to figure out which district we're going to end up in because we've been north and we've been south. We're kind of that school that bounces back and forth and going between both. So we've set our schedule up to play the south schools because that's the district we were in, and it's a chance that we could be in a north district now with Lindbergh and Oakville and all those guys like we have been over the past couple of years. We'll just wait and see.
Eddie, I think maybe I share the confusion with a lot of people around here, and that is, how on earth does Misha decide districts? Do the schools have a say in where they go, or is it all, you know, Misha that sort of, you know, irons things out there?
Misha dictates it all. You know, they the understanding that we have gotten over the years as athletic directors is that they basically, and if you look at the maps of the different sports, you'll be able to see it. They start in the Boot Hill in the southeast portion of the state, and with every class, they just work their way up from there, coming up basically that 55 corridor, the Mississippi River, and then moving around, and then they end in the south, you know, in Springfield area once they're all said and done, which is still interesting because, for instance, football, we had West Plains in our district this year, which is, it's hard to believe.
About 3 hours away.
Yeah, but they were, and that's just the way that it works out. I don't know that there is a rhyme or reason for it. I don't know. I'd love to sit in there and watch them do it at some point just to see how they determine what's what. And I think something else that could dramatically change districts coming up is the new multiplier or the championship factor, whatever you want to call it, as far as how schools, for instance, St. Pius, who's in our conference, based on their success factor in volleyball, they could move up as many as two classes. So what is that going to look like when it's all said and done?
I don't have the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody does right now.
Right. Okay, very well. Softball. What a great program that you guys have at Hillsborough. Obviously, the two names that pop off the top of my head, girls that you will not have coming back, Emma Nichols, who is going to Mizzou, and then Kelsey Boyd, who's going to stay local, and she's going to play at Jefferson College. Just 2 years ago, you had Carly Sanders go to Boston College. She's now going to be transferring to SEMO, so she'll be closer to home. But Coach Lucas just continues to have great talent there.
Oh, yeah,
he?
And you had Lexi Close 3 years ago that's at Western Georgia, and she's being very successful right now. That softball program, you know, there's a lot to replace there. There's a lot of high expectations there. After the year we were able to have last year and going to the Final Four and the season that Coach Lucas and those girls put together, you know, you hope that momentum carries over and that the younger kids that got a taste of that enjoyed it so much that's what their goal is, and that's what their goal should be every year. And I don't know, I've always said that success breeds success, and I think in that softball program, Coach Lucas does a great job of working with those girls and, you know, keeping them going the right direction.
I know with summer, I imagine a lot of kids, I mean, they're high school kids, for crying out loud, want to go out and do, you know, something other than be around a weight room or be around a school setting, and summer gives them that opportunity. But And sort of answering this next question, in terms of the student interest and sort of your feel for how it is when it comes, you know, when it's on a year by year basis. Like I said, this is summertime, so you're not around them as much. But what sense do you get about just how much the kids really want to come out and provide some good fun sports year round?
I think the amount of kids that we have that are showing up daily for the weight room work and for the off-season conditioning, the speed schools, the strength and conditioning, I think that speaks for itself. Our coaches do a good job of getting the kids to buy into that. Obviously, football has the most kids participating, and every morning when I get there, I mean, they're there. They start about 6 o'clock in the morning. They go till about 8, and then everybody else comes in from 8 until afterwards. And the participation numbers and looking at everything, there's good numbers out there. You know, a lot of kids are doing a lot of things in the summer already anyway. You got your volleyball going on right now. There's softball going on right now. AAU basketball is going on, so there's a lot of kids that are still involved, even though it's not, quote-unquote, their season. You know, if I could see anything change in the high school sports setting, it would be that more kids would do more sports, not more kids doing one sport. I wish they would stop specializing, and we hear it all the time, but it'll make them a better athlete.
Yeah, I could totally see that. You know, and the academic side kind of plays into it as well. Obviously, they got to be students first and athletes second, and that can, you know, can weigh on them a little bit. But obviously, you are getting, you know, great talent year round because you have a lot of successful programs.
Well, we tell them all the time, and we try to emphasize it to their parents. There's 10 times more money academically out there than there is athletically, and I think that sometimes parents get misinformed or too excited about, well, I want my kid to get a scholarship. I want my kid to get a scholarship. Your kid's going to get a scholarship, but it's not going to pay for everything. You know, let's say your kid gets a scholarship to University X and the tuition there is $30,000 a year, but they're going to get $3,000. I mean, so what exactly are you looking for? And the other part of that is every kid can go somewhere to play. They just have to be willing to accept where it is they can go, because not every kid's going to go to Mizzou. Not every kid's going to go to a big-time Division I school. we've been very fortunate. We have kids now that have gone to Purdue, Boston College, Western Georgia, Mizzou, just to name a few that, I mean, it's crazy.
And of course, Isaiah Martin is the one you're referencing at Purdue. We followed his freshman season.
What a freshman season he had. Wow. What a great young man he is and will be. And what a pleasure to watch him compete and do what he's doing right now at the collegiate level. You know, we've been very blessed with the talent that we've had coming through the last 4 to 5 years. You know, Lexi Close, Carly Sanders, Isaiah Martin, Gavin Pinkley, Michael Brewer, Emma Nichols, you know, just to name a few. To watch those kids move on to the next level and to see what they're going to do as they move forward, it's been fun and it's going to be a blessing. And I hope that the kids that follow them look up to them and emulate what they've done and will continue to carry that on and bring the success out.
And you said it yourself, you know, success breeds success. And I think when a freshman volleyball player that wants to be great sees a senior volleyball player be great, or a freshman baseball player sees a senior baseball player be drafted by the Texas Rangers, I mean, that inspires, I would think. And so I do want to save Michael Brewer for our next segment, just because it's the most recent thing that's been happening, big news wise for Hillsborough Athletics. But I think it was, I don't know what, about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago or a little less so, all athletic directors had a convention to go to, I think it was, away. And the only reason I remember that is because I emailed about all 12 of you, and I got about four kickbacks out of the office emails onto a conference. But what can you dive into some details as to what was discussed there, if you can recall?
Sure. We go to that conference every year, and it's a great time to network, to get professionally developed, and to see that the problems you're having or the issues you're dealing with aren't just your issues. They're statewide, they're countywide, they're everywhere. And, you know, you sit down there, you go to some, you know, professional development sessions, you get to listen to different people talk about things they do, things that work. And then you sit around with one another and you compare different things that you've done, or you learn a lot from what other people are doing, and you share that information and you try to make each other better. And there's a group of about probably 10 to 12 of us that all go down, and we try to stay in the same area, and then we're able to hang out. And again, there's a lot of learning that goes on during that time.
Are there new athletic directors that are just new to being an AD? Do they go to this conference? Do people looking to be hired as a coach, do they go to this, or is it strictly just for athletic directors?
It's strictly just for athletic directors. So for instance, this year, Windsor and who's getting a new athletic director besides Windsor?
Fox.
So Windsor, Fox will both have new athletic directors, and those athletic directors will be encouraged to go to that conference, the state conference coming up in April.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I think it's time for both of us to take a sip of water. So, Eddie, if you don't mind sticking around, we'll take a quick break here and come back with more of you.
Thank you.
All right. That is Eddie Marino, Hillsborough Athletic Director, joining us here on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Eddie Marino helping us kickstart our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series. We'll continue with it next. Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, as we continue our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series conversation with Hillsborough Athletic Director Eddie Marino. We just got done talking about the fall sports and a coaching change for Hillsborough Athletics in girls basketball, as Andrew Hubbard will be taking over for Joe Felker, but everything else seems to stand pat. And so one thing I teased going into break was talking about the recent news from last week that Michael Brewer, Hillsborough baseball guy, a basketball stud as well, got drafted by the Texas Rangers back in June in the MLB draft, and was the 995th pick, 32nd round, and signed his contract with the Texas Rangers last week. And I just want to get Eddie's thoughts on not just the signing, but kind of the buildup to it and kind of how he found out. So, Eddie?
You know, whenever the baseball season started and we got into the first week, Coach Lucas and myself would get phone calls from different major league scouts. Hey, is Michael pitching today? Or what's the plan for Michael this week? Or can we come by practice? Or, you know, things like that. And it was a fun year. And you know what? What an experience for Michael. What an experience for the other kids that were a part of that baseball team. And what an experience for us as a community and just the program in general as far as, you know, going to games or being at a game at Hillsboro when we played DeSoto, for instance, and there being five major league scouts in the stands watching Michael do his thing and watching Michael handle it all. I mean, Michael's such just an even keel kid and just didn't get too worked up, never got too high, never got too low, just, you know, went with the flow and did everything he was supposed to. And congratulations to him and his mom and his dad and his family. And again, just a great overall experience and seeing that process fold out. And it's probably stressful on Coach Lucas at times because when rain would start to play havoc, you know, you might be telling some scouts that he's going to throw today, but then we get rained out. And so now what's it going to look like and how are you setting it up and the way that the conference is set up with the way the games go, you know, you're trying to work that rotation in. And it all, you know, it all worked out. They always called or emailed and Coach Lucas would get those calls and they'd be like, hey, so-and-so is coming today. I'd be like, yeah, well, so is, you know, this person, and this person, mm-hmm. just to watch him. And he had already signed with Southern Miss, and we were pretty excited about that. And then just the hype surrounding it all. It was a fun experience. It was a good thing to be a part of. And like I said, it was as much a good thing for him as it was for anyone on that team or anyone we played, because it exposed them mm-hmm. to possibly being seen by someone that you never know. And so it was a good process.
When I talked to Coach Lucas and Coach Bone, the Legion coach for Festus, also the Herky baseball coach, you know, I was talking to them for reactions to it and kind of how they found out. And they both said that they received texts on that Monday leading up to it that he had planned on signing. Is that the same for you?
Yeah. You know, I congratulated him, congratulated his dad. Again, just super excited for him, super excited for us. I sent Michael a text back the other day joking with him. I said, hey, in about 5 years, whenever you make it big, we'll expect you to be turfing that field for Coach Lucas. And, you know, weird, he didn't respond to that. So we'll just wait. We'll wait and see what happens. But I wish him nothing but the best. And he definitely has the attitude and the work ethic to make it. And I think he will do everything he can to do that. And I look forward to watching him progress through the minor leagues.
Before we move on, I just want to say this: baseball is my favorite sport, and one of the things that I love the most, it's actually probably the thing I love the most about being a broadcaster for high school athletics, is you get to see the development of these young guys or young gals who, you know, whatever sport they're doing, and when they get accepted in college, that means they have a chance to go further than college and maybe get to a pro rank. And that's just so much fun to be able to track that progress and be like, you know, and then one day say, hey, I saw Michael Brewer, you know, play baseball when I was calling games for KJF Radio, you know, things like that. And I think that's kind of what makes it cool being a broadcaster. And as a teacher, coach, athletic director, you get that look up close and personal as well. And you can say, hey, that kid went to our school, a school of, you know, maybe what, 1,000 kids,
absolutely.
If not a little bit more.
Yeah. And, you know, you look at just any of them that go on to be successful. Isaiah Martin, looking at what he did his freshman year at Purdue. I mean,
he might go international, honestly.
He's got a chance. And his, again, the work ethic that he has, he has a chance. And we were blessed with some great athletes over the last few years. So we're going to watch them, see what happens, and see where they go.
All right, good deal. Eddie, we've got a little less than 90 seconds. Just your final thoughts on moving forward in this 2019-2020 athletic season.
You know, it's going to be a fun year. It always is. Starting school off and getting those fall sports going. And then, you know, you move from fall to winter, winter to spring. And you just, it's like the movie, it's like that Disney movie with Dory. You just got to keep swimming and keep going.
Nemo.
Yeah, Finding Nemo. You just keep going forward with it and, you know, keep swimming and watch these kids progress and see them and what they become and watch our coaches working with them. I love our coaching staff and the coaches that I work with, and they make the job easy sometimes. Sometimes they make it a little difficult, but that's all just part of the process. And the relationship that I watch those coaches build with those kids, and then that we have as well on the backside of it, and what they do behind the scenes that nobody else sees, or the time they spend. And, you know, some people think that it just happens. It doesn't just happen. There's a lot of work that's put into it. And those head coaches are dedicating a lot of time and a lot of time away from different things to be able to help these kids be successful. And that is rewarding and fun to watch.
All right. Very well. We'll end it there. Eddie, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. And thanks for your coverage.
No problem. That is Eddie Marino, Athletic Director for Hillsboro, kickstarting our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series. Tomorrow we'll have Northwest Athletic Director Jeff Taggart join us. That's it for KJET Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. ABC News is next.